We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Darren Dreger joining us here normally every Friday at 11:30, but due to circumstances beyond our control, he's going to join us at 10:30 because free agency starts in an hour and 28 minutes and 24 seconds. Darren Dreger's on the line. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hope you're well. Hope you're well rested, ready for all of the big things that Kevin Adams and the Sabres are going to do today.
And what is that?
he's certainly going to be involved. I'm clearly being a little bit sarcastic, but no, Adams is going to be involved. Like I'm not suggesting for a moment here. I'm not going to get radioed on the show here, but Buffalo is on the list of teams that, you know, are expected to talk and present to Taylor Hall. Now where Buffalo is on Taylor Hall's list, you know, we will find out probably within the next few hours, but I mean, that's interesting to me. That doesn't tell me that the Buffalo Sabres are a team that, just simply cutting payroll and is going to roll over here. Now,
I'm sorry, Dregs. I must have lost you there because we already traded for Stull.
Okay. No, I said Hall.
Who, Glenn Hall?
Oh, you're a beauty.
Which Hall are you talking? I know there's a Hall out there. Hall? Taylor Hall?
Yeah, you may have heard of him, but Taylor's going to have all sorts of options, and I think there's going to be some very creative opportunities for him, and you're going to find out, you know, whether he's looking for long-term security and the money that comes with it, or he's willing to buy into a more futuristic approach, or he wants to win now, and he's willing to take a short-term deal, and then roll the dice on a longer-term deal after that. I mean, Taylor Hall, among the heavy hitters going into free agency today, is going to be among the more intriguing, I would say.
Dregs, in general, because of what's going on with the pandemic and the revenues and all of that, do we expect contracts to be more of the 2-3-4 year in length, or do you think it's still going to be 6 or 7 years?
Again, I think, Marty, it's going to be all over the map here. I think you're going to see some of that, but then you look at the extension the Montreal Canadiens gave Josh Anderson, you know, a 7-year extension, that's full term. So I think it depends on the need of the team and depends on the quality of the player. But I do get a pretty good sense from both teams and the player agents that there is a willingness to be somewhat flexible, and given the economy and the uncertainty moving forward for the next couple of years, you know, players have to be willing to bet on themselves. So, you know, if the money isn't there now because of the financial crunch, then that's fine. Take a shorter term and bank on yourself, and the hope that, you know, the world in general gets healthier, but the resources grow to where they were expected to be in the next 2 to 3 years in the National Hockey League. So specifically, I'd like to say, yeah, you know, players are shooting for term, but I think it's going to be all over the map.
Instigators, Darren Dreger joining the show here, just mentioned that the Sabres are at Riv. I think your mic has got a little short there. I don't know if anyone else can hear that, but saying right here on the show that the Sabres are at least expected to present to Taylor Hall, which I think is, look, like, get him or not, that's not where I thought, that's not what I thought I'd hear you say today. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, like, you could have said anything here today with the exception of trading Eichel or Dahlin or and signing Taylor Hall. And I would have maybe been like, okay.
Yeah.
But not
well,
that.
Well, again, let's just hold on. Let's just be clear here. Buffalo would be among at least 10 teams that are likely going to express some interest in Taylor Hall. So I think we have to qualify. I'm not putting Buffalo on the top five of that list as a prime contender for Taylor Hall. I'm not saying that they've got no chance. Just my understanding is that Buffalo is among those teams that are expected to express some interest today.
Awesome. That's awesome. Darren Dreger joining us here. Goalie market, I think, is a huge question. Literally a huge question.
Yeah.
The list is enormous.
Yeah.
What are we expecting to see? We heard Lundqvist is going to the Capitals. Is that official?
Well, it's not official yet. If it were official, it would be tampering. But, look,
very good point, Drex.
Yeah, this is a very this whole experience coming out of the Stanley Cup championship and obviously in the midst of the pandemic and the calendar and all that is bizarre. But, you know, the rules of engagement with free agency are governed differently now than they have been in the past. And we know there's no talking period. And I think that that's been an exceptional challenge for both general managers and the player agents, right? Because it's supposed to be the starter's pistol today at noon Eastern, and everybody starts from the starting line. Well, do we honestly believe that's been the case? Probably not, when you see the length of speculation that we've seen over the last several days. And you're right. I mean, most of us believe that Henrik Lundqvist is likely going to sign a one-year deal with the Washington Capitals. Won't know that for sure until it's announced, but that's been widely speculated. You know, what's happening with Jacob Markstrom and the Vancouver Canucks? Ton of talk that Vancouver was really grinding it out last night to keep their coveted pending unrestricted free agent. But there's also been lots of speculation linking the Edmonton Oilers to Jacob Markstrom. And then the list goes on and on and on. And then on top of that, you've got Alex Pietrangelo and what he might do. So, you know, with these top-end guys especially, it's a curious time. Because beyond talking with the club that owns them for the next 85 minutes, you know, they're not supposed to be engaging. So any deal that is announced in the first hour, you can kind of guess that there's probably been some discussions previously.
81 minutes, actually.
Sorry.
Where does Darren, Tyler Toffoli fit in?
Yeah, I was just about to go there. Darren Dreger joining the Instigators here, free agent day. What do you say to that one, Dregs?
Well, he's got to take a look at the open market now, and that wouldn't have been first choice for Toffoli. He liked the brief time that he had in Vancouver. I mean, he likes the way that the team has been constructed and the success that they had, and he wants to be a part of it moving forward. But Jimmy Benning is up to his arse in alligators, man. Like, every part of the cap for Jim Benning is a challenge. And we've talked about Jacob Markstrom, and he's got Chris Tanev to wrestle with. I mean, go down the list of the things that he's got to do there. What I was told by Pat Brisson, who represents Tyler Toffoli, earlier this week, was that they were keeping the door open for Benning and the Vancouver Canucks to come back, and that could very well be the case as we're having this conversation. But you got to do right by your client, and as a unrestricted free agent, there would be a lot of teams interested in Tyler Toffoli. I expect him to go to the market, but I don't think that the door has been entirely closed on the Vancouver Canucks. It might get closed very quickly with a team that steps up with more term and more money. It could be that simple.
Instigators, Darren Dreger joining us. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter if you want to follow him for all the free agent updates today. Dregs, you saw that all the qualifying offers went out the other day or didn't. One didn't go to Cahoon. A few others, four others went to other Sabres. Any news or progress on a Sam Reinhart contract extension?
Not that I'm aware of, and that's not to say that there isn't. It's just, you know, Kevin Adams and the group in Buffalo are swimming in it like everybody else, right? I'm sure that there's been some dialogue. I'm sure that there's been some back and forth there. And that will become, if it's not already, that, you know, that's going to become a priority for Adams in the very near future. It's just, this has been a difficult week for all the clubs. And so if, as a GM, you didn't do a lot of that kind of preemptive work during the pause, or in Buffalo's case, lots of time during the return to play during that period, then, you know, you're going to have to hit the ground running here once you get through free agency. But for the most, and I include Kevin Adams in this, you know, they've gone through the draft. Now they're focused on free agency, and then you pick up after that. But, you know, he's negotiating an extension on Zemgus Girgensons. So with all due respect to Girgensons, if you're dealing with a player, bottom six forward like that, then I'm reasonably certain that you've had many conversations with Sam Reinhart's people about an extension as well.
Instigators, Darren, I thought Marty was about to chime in. Marty, you've been awfully quiet today.
No, I guess I want to chime in, but it's almost a non-hockey factor. And the reason why I thought of it is when you said, at Darren Dreger on Twitter, you want to keep up with all the rumors and all the movement and player signing today. I guess, Dregs, what I want to know is, you know, and letting people know to be careful of all fake Darren Dreger's account out there, but what's been the best fake Darren Dreger account out there that that made you laugh or made you chuckle?
You know, I don't have a specific example, and it used to be a big annoyance. Like back in the earlier days of Twitter, where we weren't all climatized to the blue check mark and all of those things, and even little details like at Darren Dreger could be spelt with one R instead of two in my first name, and or an IN, things like that, whatever. I would be annoyed by it because it was a pain in the backside, you know, because agents and players and managers would come asking me, going, well, why would you tweet that? Well, I didn't tweet that. But there isn't one specific deal that comes to mind. I've had tweets copy and pasted and ripped off by other accounts verbatim. yeah, and then thankfully that hasn't happened recently, but I'll tell you what, fellas, I've developed a much thicker skin over the years when it comes to Twitter. I don't reply often, and I pay almost zero attention to the fake accounts other than to remind, you know, social media followers that, you know, be careful because you don't want fan bases or players or anyone involved to think that it's an authentic account and that's real information.
Yeah.
There's a couple of fake Andrew Peters out there. Yeah. Right, Petey?
Well, even the guy with the blue check mark is fake, Marty.
that's the truth.
I don't know. I don't even know if that makes sense. But anyway, Dregs, great stuff. Sorry we had to end on that.
Hey, boys.
Twitter.
Hey, no worries.
Enjoy your day.
What's up with... Is Ribs okay? Like, he's been real quiet. Is he okay? What's going on? Is he having technical difficulties? What's up?
I don't want to speak for him.
I'm here, Dregs. I'm here. I'm taking in all this information, writing things down. I'm learning as we go. I got to leave it up to the professionals right now, but I'll be excited to see what Kevin Adams comes up with in the next little while.
All right, boys. You have a good one. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.